Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on.
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Lots of stuff to get into here today. We've got Raw from last night. I am praying that the ratings for last night's Raw come in before we go off the air. I'm thinking it's going to be cutting it very close, but I think we may get a number before the show ends. Was it the lowest rated Raw of all time? Which would make it the lowest rated WWE Monday night program since 1985. That's a question we've got today. Got Raw to talk about. Was not exactly an exciting show. They went in there and they just threw in the towel opposite NFL and the presidential debate. We can talk about the show here. If you have any thoughts on it, you're welcome to give us a call. Studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. And text messages 425-780-7566. We also have a Ring of Honor pay-per-view that's coming up on Friday. We can talk about that show. Lots of big matches there. We have got the announcement of more fights. A full card for UFC 205, which when you look at the card top to bottom, has to be the deepest UFC card of all time. UFC in Madison Square Garden. Conor McGregor, Eddie Alvarez is headlining the show. Controversial fight for a lot of reasons. We'll talk about that today. And questions, comments, etc. We will address all of those. Mike Sempervivi is going to be joining us. No guest on the program today, but tomorrow on the show, very excited, we will be joined by one of my favorite wrestlers of late, Keith Lee. Is going to be on the show of Ring of Honor. I talk about all sorts of things with him. It's going to be a fun time. But today, your calls, emails, text messages, and news here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two. Plus, $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you gotta check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's something to feel good about from Centrum Silver. Vitamin D was discovered in the age of dancing, the roaring 20s. Right on cue, because vitamin D plays an essential role in supporting strong bones and muscles. And just as dance moves have evolved, so is the importance of vitamin D. That's why Centrum Silver upgraded to our highest level of vitamin D3 ever.
Hey, wanna dance?
Centrum Silver, something to definitely feel good about. Check Sunday's newspaper for Centrum coupons.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Lots of news to talk about here today. We're not going to spend a lot of time talking about Raw. Why bore you, the listener? Got plenty of other stuff we can talk about. Ring of Honor, UFC, the potential doom of TNA, as they have got till Friday to get funding for the weekend, or there will be no Bound for Glory. There will be no television tapings. There will be no TNA. It's a tenuous situation here after all these years. A story that probably should be getting more attention, but it's not. And I think the reason it's not is because this company is still around after all these years. And I think there's a feeling that, well, every time there's a problem, they figure it out. And I think people are presuming that, well, they'll figure it out. But maybe they won't. So I guess we'll wait and see what happens. Billy Corgan in the running. Sure, WWE would be there to pick up the pieces if the thing just totally fell apart. Looks like Aerolux is out of the game. We'll see. They're running out of time.
Don't we have a mystery group in there as well, too?
Well, we have a mystery group, but this deal has to be done by Friday. And so the feeling is that there's no way a mystery group is going to have everything all ready to go by Friday. It either happens or it doesn't.
Can't do due diligence by Friday, I guess, which leaves it in the hands of Billy Corgan, I would assume, if you do the deductions and the way that we're doing them there. And I guess as I'm sitting here going, thinking the same way I guess a lot of people are, where I guess it could end, but I'll believe that when it happens, because there's always been somebody that throws it a lifeline at the end. And I would assume if Billy Corgan wants to buy this, if he's interested in it in for any reason, I mean, he owns the Chicago amphitheater footage now, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe he wants the footage. Maybe he's willing to let it die, pick up the pieces, get the footage and get the contracts and maybe move on in a different way. Who knows what's going to happen, but I'll only believe TNA is dead and buried when it's actually dead and buried and gone and nobody decides they're going to spring, not only for these next set of tapings, because, hey, for 3 weeks or something like that, you could run a best of show. It's not like they don't have a library to run a bunch of stuff with, but we'll have to see what happens, I guess.
You know what I've been wondering for a long time now, and I don't really have an answer for it, but so Billy Corgan wants to run a wrestling company, and he is apparently going to change the name from TNA Impact Wrestling, something that should have been done 14 years ago, but that's another story entirely. So if he wants to run a wrestling company, and he basically wants a lot of the individuals involved with TNA, I mean, why doesn't he wait until Saturday? They go out of business, they go to bankruptcy court, and then he picks up what he wants, and he starts a new company with whatever his new name is that he wants.
Well, I guess because in that
Because
case,
otherwise you have to take on the debt.
You're exactly right, but how long, one, you do risk, in theory, somebody swooping in and being able to pick up those pieces, especially if said mystery buyer is actually serious and they just don't have enough time to do due diligence so that they may be serious about it, and he could have concern over that. You do have the problem of this being dragged out for so long in bankruptcy court that you're waiting forever to pick up the pieces on some of this stuff. It's not like it just, you know, ends and then, okay, the next day on Sunday, hey, we're going to start a new group now or something like that. It doesn't work that way. So I think those would be the issues of why you wouldn't want to do something like that. And I guess if you have that much heart and soul into wanting to do this, and you've paid for, what, at least two of the previous TV tapings, why not just go ahead and do this one?
This person here says, could WWE buy TNA but still air Bound for Glory for a send-off show if they get bought? Well,
sure,
they could, but why would WWE want to give TNA a send-off show? I mean, they're buying it for a reason.
Well, I say that the only thing I could think of if they were going to do something actually creatively with it and not about the film library would be to basically put an exclamation point or a period on the end of the TNA story and it falls.
But my point is WWE doesn't care.
Well, again, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the only reason why they would do that would be a spiteful reason. It wouldn't have anything to do with anything else except for that, and I don't think they would even bother with the time to do something like that.
I wouldn't even look at it as spiteful. I'd look at it as they gave them an exclamation point, and I think the whole idea is they just want the library. And I think they'd take a couple of talents in that sort of thing, but...
Well, they'd have to in theory, because under the, you would be, I would assume, buying those contracts too, which... With who they have under contract, it's not like it would be that bad of a thing, because then you have Moose, which he's already been in Evolve. It's not like you couldn't take Moose and go, okay, we don't want him for, you know, FCW, NXT right now. He can go there. You take whoever else, James Storm. I guess he, you know, he's been on NXT before, so you can take those guys, Mike Bennett and Maria, and if you don't want to buy them out and release them, then you just go ahead and you stick them where you need to stick them because you have the booking rights on them anyway.
I don't know any of the details of how this is all going down, but the more I think about it, as a businessman, if I decided that I wanted to start a wrestling company, I mean, the only reason that I can think of off the top of my head why you wouldn't just let them go out of business and pick up the pieces is because if you let them go out of business, then I guess WWE could immediately pick up whoever they wanted, and so... I guess in theory they could gut your talent base, and you need that talent base as a promoter.
But
again,
anyway,
you're picking up all of the debt. You're picking up all of the debt if you buy the company outright. I don't know.
Well, I kind of told you why.
WWE can't take him right now. If he buys the company, then he's taking all of the contracts, so they can't just go in and grab everybody that they want.
But how many guys are under a serious no move type of contract? There's only
more
a
than you think.
Guys,
more than you think. That was one of the whole deals when they were getting ready for the sale. Was the individuals that were looking to buy wanted to make sure that everybody was under contract. So you remember TNA went and started signing guys to these contracts, and they don't have the money to pay them. Which is why they need funding right now.
But have you seen the wording in a majority of those contracts?
Of course.
To say what happens in case there's, you know, there are poison, you know, bullets in some of those things that make the contract dissolve in certain situations.
Well, my assumption would be that if you're setting up for a sale, you wouldn't put in the contract that the contract would dissolve in the case of a sale.
I know, but you would also have to, you know, you'd have to have a lot of guarantees signing those things to make sure that you're not held in limbo for years and years and years being, you know, bounced around because, you know, and not working because two companies are fighting over you, you know, for certain dates and things like that. So I wouldn't be, again, I understand what you're saying as far as just letting the thing die or why you would let it die, but I think this is just, I mean, we're kind of bandying about back and forth over something that may not very well happen anyway. And again, there's if that thing were to die tomorrow or on Saturday, if nobody puts in the funding, I mean, we're still playing the waiting game for a long time with a lot of this stuff over where certain pieces go and who gets to scoop them up and what direction everybody takes.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys. It's Buzz from Florida.
Yes, Buzz.
Yeah, I just had a two-part question about the TNA ordeal. My first question was, do you guys see Ring of Honor benefiting more if WWE buys that TNA, or do you see it benefiting more with Billy Corgan picking it up?
I don't think it makes any difference whatsoever.
Gotcha. Right. And my second question is, obviously we see how Vince McMahon has treated WCW guys. Should they bring over any TNA guys, do you see them getting the same treatment where – I guess you can call it buried or whatever you want, but where they get that secondary treatment compared to WWE guys. Thanks, guys.
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't know. I don't.
James Storm could, because he decided to spurn NXT and go back. So I guess if you had to pick one person out, if they wanted to make an example out of somebody, in theory, I guess you could do that. But realistically, I would rather just take him, team him up with Bobby Roode, and go help our tag division, please.
They haven't been making an example out of anybody because they need bodies.
And they haven't made their own stars.
They weren't even. Their whole deal for a long time was, we will not sign anybody that worked for TNA. And obviously, they've since changed their mind about that. We got Samoa Joe and Bobby Roode and Eric Young. All of these guys are in NXT right now because they realized, hey, these dudes are pretty talented, and we need talented guys for this NXT brand that we've got that's directed at the hardcores in Florida, who, of course, went to all the TNA shows. So I don't see them holding it against anybody that they sign. I mean, they just wouldn't sign guys. They just wouldn't sign James Storm. He'd be in trouble. And I don't even know if they would or would not sign him. But back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't defriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a million text messages here I want to go over, then we'll take some phone calls as well. Lucas here says, I just wanted to say that the Crazy Horse Bennett knockout in promo is the greatest thing I have ever seen. That is from the Ryzen show this weekend. I don't know if I'd call it the greatest thing I'd ever seen, but it was quite memorable. I will say that. 10-second knockout. By the way, if you want to text us, 425-780-7566. Studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. All of these numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. This person here says, if WWE wanted to split guys that were once in TNA, the WWE heavyweight champion would not be a former TNA... Oh, Spite. Not spit or split. The WWE heavyweight champion would not be a former TNA world champion. Got to keep in mind, by the way, that they didn't take AJ Styles when he was in TNA. They took him after he was in New Japan. So I think they see him more as a New Japan guy than a TNA guy, even though he was in TNA for significantly longer.
Again, it wouldn't be Spite at this point because they were in TNA. It would just be Spite for Spite's sake. I mean, realistically, when it comes to TNA, I mean, they didn't like a lot of guys because they thought they'd have the stench of TNA and they wanted to teach them a lesson or whatever it was. And then as time has gone on, TNA just didn't have a sniff from anyone, so it doesn't really matter anyway. And it nobody's going to ever remember. And there's going to be a few people that do, but... You know, James Storm, or say Bobby Roode becomes a big star, you know, not even in AJ Styles or something like that, but Bobby Roode ends up becoming a star on the WWE main roster somehow. Nobody's going to remember that he was a TNA guy, or nobody's going to put him as a TNA guy. It would still be probably how history is going to say you can't eliminate TNA, but the dude toiled on the indies is going to be more of how people look at TNA down the road than they look at it as any sort of, you know, competition at all to WWE.
This person says, what about the TV time slots and the pay-per-view provider deals? Well, first off, this company does not need to be running pay-per-view right now. Now, as far as the television...
Now, that becomes semi-valuable for somebody who's not WWE.
I'm going to tell you why they would not... Here's the thing with the television. Does anyone out there listening think that Spike TV would not like to have professional wrestling on their stations? Or the
Discovery Networks, but
Destination America. Okay. A lot of the things that went wrong with TNA in regards to television properties were a result of people like Dixie Carter and Vince Russo. So if this thing goes out of business and Billy Corgan picks up the pieces and there is no Dixie Carter and there is no Vince Russo, I mean, hey, he may end up getting a better television deal than they've got right now. Because it's a brand new company and they got rid of the questionable individuals that may have caused problems with other deals.
And Billy Corgan's name still carries some weight where you may be able to go to. You have Destination America now and then you have the Spike Networks, whatever that's Viacom, CBS, whatever that is. You go to the MTV Network family. I mean, you have options if it would be Billy Corgan trying to do this and putting it out there as a new thing as opposed to... obviously what they're at right now. Now, when it comes to, though, also internationally, too, England and the UK is important. India, I don't know if it's necessarily as important. And WWE, if they were to pick up anything from TNA, it's not like they would need those things. And again, I guess they would be bidding on the library anyway, so you would take them out of the equation here unless they were buying something big. But those, I guess, do carry some value, especially in the UK where the TNA did seem to have, I guess, per capita, more of a hold on its fan base than they certainly did here.
Person says, I'm guessing Corgan wants the TV slot. If TNA goes out of business, I'm sure the TV deal would be canceled immediately. It probably would.
Yeah, but you know what?
But my point is, I mean, they could get another television deal. There are stations out there that want wrestling.
Even on its own station, I think you can negotiate. Now, you may not be as good because you have something to prove or however they want you to do it, but they could cancel it on Saturday, you know, hearing the news that nobody buys it, and then Sunday, whoever picks it up could get a new deal on the same channel. I don't think that's not going to be any sort of deal breaker.
This person here says, why doesn't Global Wrestling get a TV deal? And for TNA's TV deals, look how difficult it's been for Global. I think he's talking about Global Force Wrestling.
Global Force?
Listen to me. TNA, say what you will about TNA. They have a track record of providing television that did, for a while, very good viewership numbers. 1.5 million viewers. That was a joke. The show did a 1.1 and got 1.5 million viewers for years and years and years and years and years. So you can say what you want about the booking or any decisions that they made, But they did have a track record of drawing decent numbers on television. Global Force Wrestling has no track record. They've never produced television. They've never produced television for a major network. They have zero track record to speak of whatsoever. So you cannot make comparisons between Global Force Wrestling and TNA. There are no comparisons to be made, except that they're both wrestling promotions.
No, and it seems to be Global Force, in hindsight, was a company created to maybe have a couple guys tour around, do some baseball statements, but essentially sit there tight and wait for the pieces to fall apart and you could pick them up. That obviously didn't happen. And Jeff Jarrett went to selling gold or whatever it was very quickly. I think the GFW name has been branded towards other things, and there you go. It's pretty much, it's dead.
Whatever you want to say about TNA, they have the ability to do live television every week if they want to. They have the ability to do taped television and get tapes to a television station. They have the ability to get crowds into the building for their shows, maybe not huge crowds. They have the ability to do all of this. They are a television production company. Global Force Wrestling has none of that.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things, as dumb as it sounds, it's like, well, who orders and receives and pays for, you know, the props that you need to get to do certain things? Who does all that? When you start to think about, like, how a television production is broke down and everything and who's going to be paying for it, and obviously we are talking about who's paying for it with TNA, it's not like something you can just snap your fingers and have it happen overnight and go, okay, I'm in the wrestling business. It doesn't work that way.
First it says, what is the greatest thing you have seen? Well, it would be my daughter in music class today. High in the running.
I thought you were going to go with that, but very
good
me?
Music. I saw her birth.
It's,
I don't know if I'd use the term greatest. Maybe amazing.
It is. Inspirational, yes. But sloppy a little, too. But, yeah. Shocking.
Let's see what else we've got here. Actually, let's go to the phone. This guy's been waiting for a while. The toll-free line, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, this is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
Hey, I want to switch and talk about Raw. And, you know, my feeling was is that you couldn't really have a better first hour despite what they had to deal with as far as competition.
Kenny, are you trying to kill me? What's your plan here with this
you
call? To tell me how great...
Well, I mean,
dude, they spent 35 minutes on a Roman Reigns-Rusev match where the first 10 minutes of the match was nothing but headlocks. And then Rusev got the heat and did nothing but squeezing, and they went 25 minutes and gave me a count out. Kenny, I was done with this show. I only watched it because I had to. I would have shut this show off so fast after a 25-minute boring match with a count out finish there as they tumbled into the WWE universe. Give me a break.
Well, anyway, it was probably a lot better than Stephanie McMahon doing her best impersonation of Mil Máscaras and no-selling. But anyway, now that it looks like that the New Day will probably break Demolition's record, I think it would be cool, Mike, if you would play Demolition's theme as background music on the show to remind people of who they're chasing.
Look at him talking to you now.
Anderson.
Well, because I'm a direct line to the people.
Yeah, I got something for Brian.
Oh, yes?
You know, it's like Gallup and Anderson. Dude, they're going to have to put them in a faction or something now. I mean, I know I mentioned this before.
They're in a faction. They're a tag team.
Yeah, but they've lost three straight to them. I mean, it's just like...
Three straight? Really, they've lost 20 straight. 20!
With the house shows? Yeah. I mean, but, you know, they're geeks now. You know, might as well just pair them with a bunch of other geeks, like Titus
O'Neil. Oh, my God. Not your geek booking again. What's with you and the faction of geeks? Kenny.
That's right.
Listen to me. Do you remember the League of Nations? Do you remember 3MB?
Yes.
Okay, these are all geek factions. They were giant failures.
Well, they got to do something for a three-hour Raw.
They do, but not factions full of geeks. How about factions full of winners?
Yes, yes.
Listen,
they don't have winners. Factions full of 50-50s.
Kenny, at some point, Finn Balor is going to come back, and then he can be in a faction with these two guys, and then they won't be geeks, as long as they can protect them to at least a little bit of a degree until he comes back.
All right, well, that makes sense then. My biggest concern, though, is like with Owens and Jericho, and since it's going to be in L.A., Don't you think that it would be kind of cool to get, like, you know, some, like, the Rams players or something like that, or like maybe have like a fake Stan Kroenke make an appearance and have Vince come in and just punch him like, oh, I remember what you did to us.
This is what Rod's come to, everybody. This is our fantasy booking now. Kenny, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. Stan Kroenke is not coming to Rod next Monday, and Vince ain't coming out to beat him up.
Although I will say this, they would have more spite for Stan Kroenke than any signing anybody from TNA they'd want to make an example out of. So I'm sure there's still actually a part of Vince McMahon, even a tiny part, that is actually still bitter over Stan and having his new big football stadium and whatnot in Los Angeles. Or
you know
what's
funny?
Going to be.
I actually think that 70s show, and I realize that these two numbskulls have got a new show, but I think everybody, when they hear Ashton Kutcher and Kevin Masterson or whatever his name is, they remember them from that 70s show. I think that 70s show may be more contemporary than Raw in 2016. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot of text messages I'm going to get into here, but first, some news. This is from WrestlingObserver.com. Conor McGregor will have to give up a title, just not until after UFC 205, according to Dana White. UFC president said Tuesday on SportsCenter, actually this might be from MMA Fighting. I don't know where this is from. Anyway, I think it's from MMA Fighting. point of this is they've announced Conor McGregor versus Eddie Alvarez for the title at Madison Square Garden. And the whole idea is if McGregor wins, he will be the first man to hold titles in two UFC divisions at the same time. Once he does that, he's out of the 145-pound division. He will vacate that title. So for one day, he will be the dual champion. Now, Khabib, or Magomedov, Dana White claims that he wants to fight with somebody else, and that's why they did not give Khabib the fight against Eddie Alvarez. Now, Khabib, according to his Instagram, this is incorrect. He's furious this fight has been made. So it'll be interesting to see how this all falls out, but Conor McGregor headlining UFC 205, which is in fact the most stacked UFC card I've ever seen in my whole life. I'm gonna read through some of this card right here. You can talk about UFC 100, talk about UFC 200. This card is so stacked that, I mean, Rashad Evans is not even headlining the fight night, the whatever, the FS1 show. He's like on the undercard of the FS1 show, not even the undercard of the pay-per-view.
Damn.
I got Eddie Alvarez, Conor McGregor, Tyrone Woodley, Wonderboy Thompson, and Joanna against Carolina Kavalkevich. Those are all championship matches. Three championship matches on the main card. Chris Weidman, Yoel Romero, that is official as of today. Donald Cerrone, Kelvin Gastelum, Misha Tate and Raquel Pennington, Frankie Edgar and Jeremy Stevens, Tim Kennedy and Rashad Evans, Tim Bosch and Rafael Natal, Jim Miller versus Thiago Alves, and Lyman Good and Liz Carmouche also have fights on the show. That is crazy.
It's an amazing show. It's an amazing, amazing show.
Now, granted, we got 6 weeks. I'm sure this card will fall apart by then. But on paper right now, that's a great show.
Yeah, and I do feel bad for Khabib, who, you know, if Conor didn't decide to take this fight, could we be having that fight? You know, I don't think the UFC is going with a lot of... I'm sure there's a hardcore fans that are going, you know, I want to see Khabib and Tony Ferguson before I see anything else. I don't think that that's the reasoning for that, although as a result, we still may get that before we get Khabib fighting somebody else, which I'll be fine with, but I do feel bad for him because I wonder if Conor decides, hey, I'm not going to be on this show, you couldn't land a George St. Pierre, you couldn't do something of a Ronda Rousey of that type of name value... I wonder what other fight we would be getting, because obviously the fight, you know, the card wouldn't be as shiny, but for a lot of people, it would still be as excellent.
Ring of Honor on Friday. Ring of Honor champ Adam Cole versus Michael Elgin. Bobby Fish versus Donovan Dijak for the TV title. The Addiction versus the Young Bucks versus the Motor City Machine Guns in a ladder war, only the sixth one in history of Ring of Honor. The tag team titles. By the way, everybody has been talking about the Chris Daniels promo. It'll be on Comet tomorrow. An amazing promo. Across the board, I've been told that. I still haven't seen it yet. We got the Briscoes and Toriano versus ACH, Jay White, and Kushida. Was going to be Leo Rush, but he's taken a booking elsewhere, so Kushida's being brought in. Jay Lethal versus Tetsuya Naito, and Dragon Lee versus Kama Itachi. We are seeing it here in this country. That's coming up Friday on pay-per-view. All-Star Extravaganza. So make sure you check that one out.
Good luck for anybody who's immediately following Dragon Lee and Kamitachi.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air.
This is Jim from Virginia.
What's up, Jim?
We were talking about TNA's money problems again. I, for one, I'm like Mike. Until it happens, I'm not going to believe it. I've watched TNA for years, and it wouldn't surprise me if it went out of business, but I would hate it because I'm like one of the few that still I actually like to watch TNA.
I'd like to watch TNA, but I don't have Pop TV.
Well, I have it.
I
in
hate watching
HD.
Things on the internet.
I have it in regular and HD.
Listen, you cackle.
No, as he's talking about,
I'm being mocked by Jim in Virginia.
Some Comcast companies are half bad, you know.
Jim, listen, every cable company sucks. I've been through all of them. They all suck.
It's true.
Now, what I was going to say is, talking about talent, going in. They probably wouldn't do this. All right, you're looking for WWE taking somebody to feud with Nia Jax. Take Sienna.
But she's not under, well, one, I don't think she's under any sort of like TNA rock solid deal, is she? I mean, and even if she was, why would you take her over Asuka? And this is nothing against Sienna. I think she's great. I think she'd be a welcome addition to NXT. I mean, she's unique and all those things that go with it. Plus, she's been on this show, so how could you hate her? But
no, I'm not talking about, I was thinking, you know, you need somebody to feud with, well, she'd have been in NXT for a while, but you know.
Jim, may I interrupt for 1 second?
Okay.
The reason that you are bringing this up and that everybody is bringing up talent they might be able to bring up from TNA is because of this damn brand split. Mm-hmm. Like, we wouldn't be talking about not having challengers or needing more talent if we hadn't done this stupid brand split. I talked about this before it even happened. And everybody talked about how negative I was, but I called it exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You split the brands in half, and now you have two shows with half the talent. And now, look what we let's look at. I don't want to rant about Raw because it's just a waste of everybody's time. But let's think about the tag team division.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the New Day against Gallows and Anderson, and they want the New Day to break Demolition's record. So because of the lack of tag team depth on Raw, Gallows and Anderson wrestled them 20 times. And because of the lack of depth on Raw, we had Sheamus and Cesaro do a best of seven series, mm-hmm. which ended in a draw, which led to them becoming a tag team, which, yes, I did call, and I didn't call that because I thought it would be good. I called it because they were so specific about saying a championship opportunity that it became very clear to me it wasn't going to be a world title shot or a U.S. title shot, or they would have said that. I figured out where they were going, and that's where they went. So now these guys are a tag team, and you know that New Day is going to have to break this record of Demolition. So that means that they're going to have to wrestle Cesaro and Sheamus 20 times. Cesaro and Sheamus are not going to win, otherwise they can't break the record. There are not enough women on each show. There are not enough men on each show. There are not enough tag teams on each show because they split the roster in half and didn't think about it. Or if they did think about it, they didn't think very deeply. That's why we're talking about, oh, we need a challenger for Asuka. Oh, we need some sort of challenger. We need a faction, or we need this, or we need that. No. Anyway, wasting my
also,
time.
Also, too, with that said, it's not like with the women's division, they actually have more options than they do with the men as far as trying to get somebody over. At least you have your Billy Cage, your Nikki Glenn Cross, or whatever her name
is. They're
all
in NXT.
There. But that's the thing, you have them to bring up, where it's not like Sienna, if they sign her, it's like she's going to be on WWE programming tomorrow. She'll be down in NXT with everybody else, which will push one person up. And I'm not saying that it's easier to make a woman over a dude, but you have, because there's far less, you have a better chance of doing that, especially if they're on SmackDown, than you do with somebody trying to get behind the, you know, somebody that's going to face for the world title.
Let me do some math, okay?
Don't.
I'm going to.
Oh, God.
I got a pad and a pen. So by my calculations, we have six women on Raw, and we have six women on SmackDown.
All right.
That's 12 women. Stop me if I screw this up.
Go ahead.
So now we're talking about, well, in NXT, let's say that they have four women that we could bring up to the main roster. Asuka, Billie Kay, Liv Morgan, and
Mandy Rose.
Mandy
for you.
Rose.
There you go.
Okay. Four girls. Okay. So if we didn't have this stupid brand split, we would have a women's division with 12 women. Which, by the way, when you have 12 women in the division, you don't even need to bring anybody up. You have 12 women. And if you brought those women up, you'd have 12 plus 4, 16 women, which is way more than enough to have a very, very good women's division. But because of this damn brand split, we now have six women on each roster. And if you bring those four girls up and you have to split them between two shows, that leads to 6 plus 2, 8 women on each show. which is still a pretty lame roster for the world championship. We have two world championships serving eight women on each show. This brand split sucks. I rest my case. What else do we have here?
Awesome.
Thank you. John from Arkansas says, dead weight was cut by dropping Russo. I actually thought he'd written Rusev at first. I was about to flip my lid.
I was going
to
say, he'd be shaming.
This person says, all qualified wrestlers like Nakamura, Joe, etc. need to be moved to the main roster. NXT needed to be ratcheted down to a minor league show. It is a show on their network and has no business being a comparable brand. They definitely should not be touring. The focus must be on bringing more interest to the Raw and SmackDown product.
You can do both. You can serve both masters, for God's sake.
You
and
could.
I've been a proponent of, you have NXT and you do have like the Florida circuit only. You know, I mean, I think you could do a place for both, but forget
Here's
about
the thing.
That.
If you didn't treat certain guys like just absolute geeks, and I bring up Bo Dallas, absolute geek, and Zack Ryder, I mean, pretty much an absolute geek. If you didn't treat, I don't know, 15, 20, 25% of your roster as total geeks. I'm not talking just geeks. There's plenty of geeks. But I'm talking total geeks. I mean, you could bring up Joe and bring up Nakamura and bring up Asuka and send down a Bo Dallas and a Zack Ryder and some random women. I don't even care who it is. I mean, listen, if they're doing two brands, Raw and SmackDown, I mean, you should be able to do three brands and have like the very cream of the crop talent on the main roster and a little less cream of the crop talent on the NXT roster. But they have made such jokes out of so many of these guys that really, you're going to trade Samoa Joe for Bo Dallas. I mean, that's death for the NXT roster. It shouldn't have to be death, but it would be.
Why would NXT want Apollo Crews back?
Yeah, they made him into a total geek. But if they hadn't made him into a total geek, they could have sent him back down there and then brought somebody else up. There's nothing wrong with having. Listen, if you're gonna have a developmental group, then they have to tour, they have to get out there and they have to do matches in front of people. That's how you learn. But the whole point of this is you got to have a mix of newbies and green guys, and you have to have some talented workers that teach them how to work, and they're down there on a regular basis. Now, do we need Shinsuke Nakamura down there working with green talent? No, this is the biggest waste of talent. And Samoa Joe and Asuka, this is totally ridiculous. Those people should be on the main roster. And you bring a mid-level guy, hey, a Dolph Ziggler. Move Dolph Ziggler to NXT. Have him do some work down there with the guys. Maybe he's not the best example because I'm not exactly the biggest fan of his work. But you know what I mean. A guy that can go down there and teach these guys how to work. And you can have a roster, and you can tour with them. It's fine. But Joe and Nakamura and Asuka, come on. It's ridiculous. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Just as well to keep it. Get some game in store. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool, cool morning. Turn the days of swim or sink. Living right is easy.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $599, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I've been frantically refreshing, hoping to get this Raw number, but I think it's going to come out in 3 minutes, which is right after the show goes off the air. So here's what you got to do, everybody. Head to WrestlingObserver.com or my Twitter at Brian Alvarez. And the moment we get these Raw numbers, we will get them to you. But it looks like Monday Night Football got massacred.
Oh, yeah.
And if football got massacred, my thought is that Raw did not hold up. Now, my prediction, I did the over-under with Lance. I predicted over 2.25 million viewers. I may be wrong, but we will find out.
Although, one thing to say, you know, that I would say it's going to have more effect on the NFL, which has been getting damaged all year long anyway. It's probably going to have more effect on there than per person than it would WWE. But the problem is the WWE number has been so low. Anything lower than what we're going to get is obviously bad news.
Hey, Kenny was talking about how awesome that first hour of Raw was, and it was unopposed, so... Hey, maybe he's right, and that first hour saves Raw from dropping below an average of 2.25 million viewers. I think it's going to be the lowest rated Raw ever in the history of WWE programming on the USA Network dating back to 1985. I think the SmackDown probably will win the night, but really, everybody, none of this matters. It had super strong competition, and no one's going to hold it against Raw. Except me, damn it! We're out of time, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA, I want to thank everybody at Sports Byline. Mike, as always, callers and listeners, we shall talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.